Hello, Dublab. Welcome to the Dusty Old Bin Dublab set guest session. Today is August 24th, 2025, and I'm super excited to be on here. For those that don't know, Dusty Old Bin is a small archival music project run by myself with the goal of exploring incredible, forgotten, and obscure sounds from the past in order to shed light on these sounds and these artists and these songs. With the goal of reaching wider and newer audiences so that these artists get the proper recognition that they so deserve. You just heard Un, the band Un, spelled U-N. The song was Fast Money Blues off of their 1996 self-titled album. Un was a Philadelphia-based trio founded by Marcia Bassett, Tom Roach, and Grant Acker. And their self-titled album, which I think is their best work, has a really noisy and hypnotic sound that is beautiful still sometimes. Definitely check that out. And also something that is important to mention going forward is that most of the songs, pretty much all the songs that you'll hear on the set, you can't find on streaming platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music. You'll have to go on YouTube or file sharing platforms like Soulseek. In order to get these. Just look up Un self-titled album on YouTube, UN, and it should pop up. Anyways, we're gonna switch up the vibe a little bit with this next song. This is from a band called Cha Cha Cha. Cha 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 was found by Mike Perez and Raul De La Cruz. They started making music together originally to include in their zine they would release. Started this zine in 95 and would include tapes with each issue, which usually just contained four songs or so. But eventually the zine or the music got more popular than the zine itself, so the zine went defunct and they started recording as Cha 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 as a band. Eventually recruiting Rachel Thorson as their full-time singer. They released a few EPs and singles, which are all really amazing. But this next song that I'm about to play is probably my favorite of theirs. It's called Cheap Thrills off of their 1996 EP titled Riot 119. Enjoy.
Yeah.
right, that was Cheap Thrills by Cha Cha Cha. Up next is a song from the New Jersey based rapper Sabi. Sabi was signed to Reprise Records in 1996 and recorded an album with them, but unfortunately, due to label politics reasons that we don't really know, the album was never released, so it just remained on the back end of the Reprise catalog. But luckily for us, people have ripped the cassettes and put them on YouTube and file sharing platforms. So this is the title track for Sabi's 1996 tape, Same Old Sabi Shit. Enjoy.
I wanna hear some old Sabi shit. I know it's flavor.
Coming straight from the house of hits. Yeah, this is how we do it for 9-4. Yeah. Now here we have some old Sabi shit.
I'm coming live and direct from York the Brick. Gorge your man, give him up when you see me and my clique. I won't watch you something terrible. Leave your edible. Having your whole damn process saying that's incredible. Could a female so small and so fragile manage to do the damage it is I do? I'm ladylike, but you're down, I'm a rough neck. I get enough back because of my dumb deck. I beat the sucker down like 5-0. You don't know, the statue's dope for trying to get tough, you little hoe. The X is for the skills that I possess. The A is for the ass that I kick with finesse. The H is for the stars in the hat. Rest in my junk like I'm doing right now. The B, what does the B is? To the H, to the, to the H, to the, to the dash, the beat.
All right, that was Some Old Sabi Shit by Sabi. Up next, we have a song from Win a Sheep Free. They're a Japanese math pop, math rock avant-garde band that I honestly don't really know much about. I can't really find anything about them. They released one album and two EPs, and it was led by the lead singer, Sachi Yoda. But other than that, I don't really know much about them, but their music's incredible. This song is especially amazing. So up next is Switch by When a Sheep Free off of their 2004 album, Small Rainbow Meets a Raindrop. It's incredible. Enjoy. All right, up next we have one of my favorite archival finds ever. We're going to play music from a band called Suck Patch from Minnesota. They were a Minneapolis-based indie band formed by Stephen Cruzies, Chris Heidman, and Stephen Herman. And they were pioneers of a nameless genre that blended indie rock, pop, and electronic music with hip-hop and trip-hop. They had a revolving door of singers before deciding that the three of them would remain the core of the band. Definitely one of my favorite finds ever. I'm really excited to play some of their songs. Coming up is Carmine by Suck Patch, off of their 1992 record Light Hits on Slabco Records.
Rhymes float, she puts in
All right, that was Miniature PP by Suck Patch, and the track before that was Jerry Mulligan on 45, also by Suck Patch. Both of those tracks were off of their 1995 7-inch Cabo San Lucas, released by Slabco Records. And if you like those two tracks, I do have some good news. I've been working with Suck Patch and R&R Records over the past few months, curating a compilation record that will be released on streaming services, on all streaming platforms, in the coming months. The compilation spans their work from 1991 to 1996 and perfectly chronicles the evolution of their sound. It's comprised of mostly favorite tracks by the band and highlights and whatnot. Really exciting news if you liked those tracks, and please keep an eye out for that. Coming up next is a very obscure Suck Patch track. Chris Heidman recently informed me that a unreleased Suck Patch cassette was discovered in his house, and he's digitizing that, or planning on digitizing that, so that will come out soon. But in the meantime, here is one song from that titled Big Titanic, which is absolutely incredible. Enjoy.
And woo! Look at that! And woo! Look at that! And that is incredible!
That was Big Titanic by Suck Patch. Up next, we have an Ohio band founded by Corin Matei and Mark Melzer. Corin and Mark recorded a bunch with Suck Patch at the time, and Corin is actually the one who you just heard sing on that track, on that past track. After their time recording with Suck Patch, they founded a band called Radio Laria. And they released some really incredible alternative rock and shoegaze music. So here's Fizzle by Radiolaria from their 1997 album, Fuzz Is Verse. Okay, that was Fizzle by Radiolaria off their 1997 album Fuzz Is Verse. Up next, we have some music from Satan Stomping Caterpillars. So for those that don't know, Thomas Feck, who founded the band Black Moth Super Rainbow, originally recorded under Satan Stomping Caterpillars, and the music on that project is incredible. None of it's on streaming services or DSPs, and it remains pretty under the radar, but it, I think, is just as good as Black Moth Super Rainbow. So we are going to play Goodbye Method by Satan Stomping Caterpillars.
Thank you. Still loving everything, I nearly walked off into the sunset.
That was August 2001 Flower Child by Satan Stomping Caterpillars. And then before that was Goodbye Method, also by Satan Stomping Caterpillars. Up next, we have a track by the avant-garde noise artist Larry Seven. In 1993, he released just two songs under the moniker Seven. And one of them is incredible, and it is not noise music at all, but it is still very beautiful. So coming up is I'll Do It Later off of the I'll Do It Later single. Enjoy. That was Seven, I'll Do It Later, 1993. Up next, we have two songs from a band called Fashion Cult. They were a Boston-based six-piece formed between 1997 and 2001. They released a handful of EPs and apparently got horrendous reviews in the Noise music magazine, eventually turned blog. So up next is Fashion Cult, Weird Head.
it can't be obscene. You make it more than it seems. Transforming rec rooms into dens. Now I know I've been had since you tried to lie.
Okay, that was Poster by Fashion Cult off of their 2000 self-titled EP. And then before that was Got No Job, Adaptation to Deportation, also by Fashion Cult off of their Weird Head EP. Up next, we have a song from experimental hip-hop / indie pop band The Op Club. This is one of my favorite tracks ever, probably. The Op Club was an Ohio-based duo comprising of Aubrey Rengelman and Carol Payne. So up next is The Op Club, Camellia featuring Dame Darcy. Enjoy.
Can I hear it first?
Yeah.
Camellia bush, camellia red ground, right now, come here, yeah, right
camellia,
now, we fall to the ground,
red,
red petals all around,
camellia,
we fall without a sound, camellia, show your beauty.
Yeah. All right, that was Camellia by the Ah Club featuring Dame Darcy off of their 1993 tape released by Shrimper and Toytown Records, Squeeze My Cares Away. The last track we have is also by one of my favorite archival finds, similarly to Suck Patch, also on the Slab Co. Record label. It is a track by Volume All Star, a duo founded by Steven Nerio and Jovita Carpenter in 1997. This track is the closing track of their 1997 Close Encounters of the Bump and Grind, and it is titled Final Exam, the original instrumental version. Enjoy.
One.
Right, that was Volume All Star, Final Exam, original instrumental version off of their 1997 album, Close Encounters of the Bump and Grind, off of Slab Co. Records. Thank you so much for listening to this set. Once again, I'm Dusty Old Bin. Thank you. You can follow me on Instagram at Dusty Old Bin, one word. Tune in next for Ava set. Woo! She's going to spin some vinyl, and it should be fun, so stick around. Thanks so much, Dub Lab, and I'm out.